This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Housing prices continue to hit new highs everywhere. Housing is important enough that it can trigger a worldwide recession, especially if the market bursts first in the U.S., as we all found in 2007. Ironically, it is not important enough that data on housing prices, much less rents, is included in general economic forecasts from the world's main financial bodies like the International Monetary Fund or the OECD. We know on the streets of cities around the world that prices are rising, but there isn't an easy way to put the pieces together other than through the stories we tell ourselves and hear daily. The Economist does try to keep the data and recently published a chart based on an algorithm they have developed on housing prices from various major countries. Bottom line is that prices are hitting new highs in many countries, and the trend indicates there is still room for them to keep heading for the ceiling. Globally, home prices on average are nearing a level before the bubble popped, and considerably higher in some countries like New Zealand, Canada, Australia, and Germany. The Economist found levels in the U.S. and Britain, Ireland, and France nearing the marks they hit before the recession. Spain still has a way to go, but it's out of the trough. Only Italy, in the countries charted, continues to still trend considerably downward. Perhaps that's good news for the general economy, but that's not good news for affordability, either in purchase price for home ownership or, of course, for tenants experiencing escalating rents. The Wall Street Journal speculates that prices are now moving new ownership, especially millennials, from the recent project of Back to the City and often accompanying gentrification to nearby suburbs. They found that 14 of the 15 fastest growing cities with populations over 50,000 in the country are in fact in suburbs, albeit they are near large cities like Charlotte, Atlanta, Cleveland, and the like. Places like Apex, North Carolina, 15 miles from Raleigh, Frisco, Texas, near Dallas, and Buckeye, Arizona, near Phoenix are on the list. Affordability and good local public schools seem to be driving a lot of the migration, both from migrants from even more expensive cities on the West and East Coast, and from the cities themselves as younger families search for middle-class amenities for growing children and their own aspirations. Reading all of this, I thought of an essay I read recently by the novelist and essayist Marilynne Robinson entitled City on the Hill in the New York Review of Books. In defense of the Puritans and their role in colonial life and American traditions, she reminded readers that they were fleeing not only religious persecution, but the English poor laws that had created a society with only two classes, rich and poor. Current housing trends in pricing and rent may duplicate such a society in major world cities, especially in North America and Europe, where they are only rich and poor. The rich because they can afford to live in the cities, and the poor because they have no choice. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.